So taking meditation postures that are supportive and kind, have ease in them, yet alertness. Helping ourselves to be really nicely grounded. Having a few full breaths. And then letting the breathing subside, be just as it is. And intending a friendly awareness to this exercise on self-appreciation relating to our good qualities. Kristen Neff in her workbook reminds us that in order to bring self-appreciation, bring appreciation to ourselves, that we need to have in mind those three qualities of self-compassion. We need to be mindfully aware, to pay attention to our good qualities rather than taking them for granted. We need to remember common humanity, that the truth is that having good qualities is part of being human. Everybody has them. This is an important step to help us overcome the negativity bias. And the common humanity step also helps us to acknowledge our strengths without feeling isolated or better than others. And last but not least, with self-appreciation is self-kindness. So part of being kind to ourselves, she says, involves expressing appreciation for our good qualities just as we would do with a good friend. And so feeling body sitting, taking a few moments more to make sure you feel nicely grounded. Hand to the heart to remind us to open in kindness as we go through this. And care for any backdraft that may arise. And considering now the first question, asking yourself, how do you react to compliments? Do you receive them happily or graciously? Or do you tense up, avoid, or dismiss them? Or some other version of that. So just perhaps imagining receiving a compliment recently, perhaps. How did you respond? And then taking a minute to jot some notes on the bottom of page 168. So take a minute. You might ask what thoughts came up for you, emotions, body sensations, and jot that down. And finishing up with that bit of writing, half a minute. And coming back and taking the stability of body sitting and being breathed, being very deliberate about that. Allow for some nice full breaths, perhaps. And so how we are in the public sphere can be quite different from how we are in our own inner private moments. And we might reflect, when I'm just on my own, something, I've engaged in something, done something that I feel good about, or that I acknowledge is good in some way or another, wholesome. Do I feel comfortable or uncomfortable to appreciate what I've done or the qualities underlying what I've done? And you might think of something recently again. And you might inquire again about thoughts and emotions and sensations as best you can. So in your private moments, how do you feel? Are you comfortable, uncomfortable, appreciating your good qualities? And so taking a minute to make some notes about that on page 169 in the space provided. And take a half a minute more for those notes. And begin to finish up. Come back to simply sitting in a nicely grounded way, being very deliberate about it. Maybe a few nice full breaths, roll the shoulders. And so lastly, to reflect on why you may find that you're uncomfortable, if that's the case, appreciating your good qualities. To consider why that might be so. And typical things tend to be that we're afraid of being arrogant, conceited, alternatively falling off the pedestal, or even becoming complacent, not striving, motivated enough. feeling separate from others, other reasons too. How is it for you? What stops you? What gets in the way here? What helps you, not helps, but what makes you forget that everybody has good qualities, just like you, just like others? And so taking a few moments and reflecting on the bottom of page 169. Remembering there may be historical reasons for this, cultural, family, education system. And take a half a minute more for that. And beginning to finish up the bit of writing and ground again in the body. You'll get another minute to finish the writing after the bells, but let's come together now so that we can finish off this practice in a way that's helpful. And so as we sit and we feel body sitting and being breathed, we might notice areas of tension, challenging emotions and thoughts. Indeed, we might notice some suffering that we could bring self-compassion to. And so engaging in a self-compassion break pardon me, opening with mindfulness to the experience, acknowledging it no more, no less than it is. Remembering common humanity, we all have both positive and not so positive qualities. No one's perfect. And we all have good qualities. That's human. And bringing kindness to any stress or suffering you've been experiencing with the exercise, hand to the heart or elsewhere. And offer yourself supportive, soothing words. What do you need to hear right now? And letting that be, and finishing off, just feeling the body and the breathing, and listening to the bells to end.